Roadman, let's talk about Team Ineos' lineup for the 2021 Grand Tours. Let's cue that intro! The big question is this: how do we use cycling as a tool to improve our health, our happiness, and our longevity? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Anthony Walsh, and welcome to the Roadman Podcast. Roadman, welcome back to another Roadman Cycling Podcast. Thank you for joining me. Team Ineos and Dave Brailsford have announced their lineup for the 2021 Grand Tour season. And with so many stars in their roster, I was definitely eagerly awaiting to see how they would allocate the talent across which Grand Tours. Obviously, the Tour de France is the biggest bike race in cycling, so it was going to say a lot who got the nod for the Tour de France selection. It's interesting, I've got some quotes from Dave Brailsford, and that's what I want to talk about today. But before I dive into it, Roadman, I'm going to ask you to head on over. I'm not just beating the drum, I'm not reading off a dispassionate ad at the start of a podcast. This is from the heart, and I'm asking you to head on over to patreon.com/Anthony_Walsh. Spare the price of a beer once a month. That's what funds the podcast. That's what enables me to do the research, reach out to the guests, host the podcast, distribute the podcast, and spend my time on the podcast. I want to keep this podcast going for a long time into the future, because the download figures, we're growing month after month. So it's something that seems valuable and seems like there's a gap in the market where we don't have to listen to sterile GCN shite all day long. And you know, I really just want to keep it rolling, so please head on over to Patreon and help me make that dream a reality. I'd love a time to just be able to do this podcast. That is my full-time gig. You know, I got some great feedback from our current Patreons where I was talking about maybe rolling out and doing 5 days a week long form. And a lot of people like the short form podcasts. And on reflection, I think that's what I would love to keep, is the 4 days of short form podcast and one thoroughly researched great guest interview or deep dive once per week. I just want to keep moving the needle on the podcast, and I need you guys to help me to do that. So there you go. Rant over, patreon.com/Anthony_Walsh. Let's talk about Ineos. Tour de Basque Country was, again, I don't want to say a disaster for Ineos, because they're becoming very easy to hate on, and they rode very, very well in Catalonia. So Basque Country was a bit of a fucking disaster, if I'm honest. Like, they weren't at it. Like, they just weren't there at all. Carapaz, nowhere near the front of the bike race. Same with last year's Giro winner Theo Gegenhardt, and both of them look struggling for form, and we're only a few weeks away from the start of the Giro, and both of them really, really struggling for form. So I'm worried for them, but I'm also, it is slightly funny when a team with the biggest salary expenditure in the world just gets it wrong time after time. This year, Dave Brailsford has announced Colombian star Egan Bernal. And you know, Egan, whatever you think about Ineos, Egan is one of the true stars of the sport. He's 24 years old, he's a 2019 Tour de France winner, and honestly, you know, we could be talking in 10 years time about Egan Bernal winning like 7 Tour de Frances in the last 10 years. The kid is that talented, and although a lot of the limelight's moved to Pogacar, Evan Paul, Roglic, Wout van Aert, Mathieu van der Poel, Bernal deserves the spotlight, and he's been out of it for the last year because he had a poor Tour de France performance, and media is that fickle that they just stop focusing on him. Dave Brailsford quoted and said, Egan needs to find the joy of racing again. Me reading between the lines, it maybe seems like Bernal has taken on too much pressure. Last season, we seen some of the training miles he logged on Strava were ridiculous, 40, 45-hour training weeks. And maybe it was just, he needs to go back to, like he said there, just find the joy of it again, finding why he started out cycling. He's obviously made a lot of money out of it at a very young age now, and he just needs to refine that passion and start again. And maybe a leadership role in the Giro is what he needs this year. I'm kind of glad we're not going to see him in a leadership role at Tour. Honestly, even though Brailsford has announced the teams, it's not to say that Bernal won't be at the Tour. He's just not going to be in a leadership role there. So I'm looking forward to seeing Egan, and I definitely wish him luck in this Giro. The Tour, they have an action-packed, star-studded lineup. Geraint Thomas is going to lead the Tour de France team for July. Dave Brailsford said they looked at the course and it suits Geraint's attributes due to the number of time trial kilometres, the nature of the climbs and the chance of crosswinds in the opening week. He's going to be backed up by Carapaz, who I'm on record, I don't like. Theo Geoghegan-Hart, also last year's Giro. So we have the 2019 and the 2020 Giro d'Italia winner are going to be at the Tour backing up Geraint Thomas. I honestly don't see it again. I see it being, with that number of time trial kilometres, very, very hard to beat Roglic this year. A couple of weeks ago, I stuck some money on Chris Froome. I think I got him at 25 or 30 to 1, which for me is crazy, crazy odds for someone as seasoned as Chris Froome. Israel Startup Nation building the whole program around Froome at the Tour. He's not where he used to be. A lot of time trial kilometers. Definitely, definitely worth a punt. And in the last Grand Tour of the season, we have new Ineos rider Adam Yates leading the team, and I honestly don't know what to think about that. Adam has been probably their strongest looking rider so far this year. Obviously won Catalonia, looked super impressive, and I would imagine his form is a factor, but I would think that Adam had that in his contract when he came across from Green Edge last season, that he has to be leader for one of the Grand Tours. I think there's too much talent at Ineos. Jumbo-Visma have a lot of talent, but it's structured around Roglic. And even when Tom Dumoulin was there, you know, a great Grand Tour rider in his own right, he was able to fall in and say, Roglic is the team leader, Roglic is the boss, it's all about him. Ineos were able to do that for years behind Chris Froome, but now we have Theo Geoghegan-Hart, Carapaz, Geraint Thomas, all Grand Tour winners. Who have I missed? Egan Bernal, four Grand Tour winners all there. And it just seems, and we've Adam Yates in there as well, like five. And it just seems like nobody knows who the leader is. Nobody's rowing in behind a boss. And it's the classic case of too many cooks spoiling the broth. It'll be interesting to see. I absolutely cannot wait for Giro. Haven't decided if I'm going to do a daily podcast, but it's definitely a possibility. Man, it's been a great season of cycling so far. And yeah, let's just keep it rolling. Folks, thanks for listening. Going to yap to you again tomorrow. Hey everybody, it's Anthony again. Really quick, I want to invite you to join arguably the best thing I've ever put out inside the Roadman community. It's a challenge. It's a challenge called the 14-day Kickstart Challenge. So regardless of where your fitness is at right now, this is going to be the catalyst for making you faster and making you leaner. I've created this challenge to take the guesswork out of everything. It's 14 days of training plans, regardless of what your level is. There's masters, beginner, advanced. There's meal plans, shopping list, and even a video course holding your hand and talking you through it all. So what I recommend you do right now is just stop everything, press pause on this audio, and go to roadmancycling.com/14-day or check out the link in the bio. That's roadmancycling.com/14-day.